Gary, I'm a professional fisherman, and I've been asked to evaluate a lot of lures in my day, but I'm going to tell you right now, if you come out with this stupid looking lure, it's going to kill your company. You're just the worst, ugliest, nastiest looking lure I've ever seen in my life. I said, don't bring it on the market. Told Gary he had this new idea of a new lure, and he had built it because he had a old ballpoint pen. He stuck it in the mold somehow. That's how he did it, with the ballpoint pen that he originally made the mold out of. They have one machine. All it does for 24 hours a day, one giant big machine as big as this whole studio here, it's just going, and it makes one color in one size. It makes a 297 green pumpkin 5-inch Cinco. Every 42 seconds, 60 of them fall out. It runs 24 hours a day. It runs 7 days a week, all year long. The whole entire year, it produces millions.
The Gary Yamamoto Senko.
It's so simple compared to other lures, but bass can't resist it.
In the 1990s, Gary Yamamoto comes up with the Senko literally using a ballpoint pen. I shit you not. He approaches Roland Martin with the prototype, who happens to be a 9-time bass angler of the year and knows a thing or two about lures.
As we saw earlier, Roland's reaction was a little something like this.